I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today, I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Tom, who, you know, sometimes when you just meet someone or you see someone and you immediately click with them, that is what happened when I saw Tom. Just this amazing light and what a beautiful session he had. I think the thing that I took away from Tom's experience today was no matter when it is, a holiday, a birthday, or just a Tuesday or a Thursday afternoon, we are going to miss and grieve the loss of our loved ones. And to give us that space to allow us to grieve on our own terms, I think is so important. And that's what I took from Tom's reading today. I hope you all enjoy Tom's amazing light and energy. Enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. It is very unusual that everything is perfect when I jump into a Zoom room, because usually there's some type of issue with Wi-Fi or a connection. So spirit's on our side today.
I'm loving that. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. So where are you from, Tom?
I'm originally from Buena Park, California, right next to Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah, it's a little theme park in Orange County.
Yeah. I love little theme parks. So they have a lot of kiddie rides, because that's all I could do, a kiddie ride.
Yep.
Perfect. I got to remember this, because that's my place. I always love the place where there's all kiddie rides, because I'm such a big baby. So I love all the kiddie rides.
Yeah, you have to take your granddaughter there.
I would love to. Yes. Yeah. I know my little grandbaby. She's so precious, little one. So even though you've been following me, it sounds like you know about my granddaughter, so you must follow me. I always like to give a speech on how I read, connect with the souls of the departed, and more importantly, kind of express to you what my wish for you is over these next few moments.
Okay.
So as I give my speech to you, that is my sign to your loved ones that I am ready to work. So there is a father energy stepping forward. So if you did not lose your dad, it could be a grandfather, father-in-law, or someone like a dad.
Okay.
Were you afraid that your dad, is it your dad?
Yeah.
Were you afraid that he wasn't going to show up, or you weren't sure if he'd come through? Because he just looked at me and said, of course it's me. Please tell my son that I knew that I needed to show up for him today.
Yeah, wow. It's my dad.
Wow. But I feel like, I don't know, was there a separation between you and your dad? So sometimes when a soul shows me East Coast, West Coast, it could be emotional, geographical, communication, or sometimes if the soul's been departed for some time. Does that make sense?
Well, it's been 5 years.
Was your dad kind of, I don't know, was he very different? Because your dad just said something to me that I don't think a soul has ever said to me before. He goes, Teresa, my son gets cooler and cooler by the day. And I feel like everything about you just gets, he like makes me feel like, and I said to him, well, what do you mean by that? And he just made me feel like with every day or every moment or every year that passes, you become more in your own. Is it that you become more comfortable with you in your own skin, whatever it is, he makes me feel like that you're so cool. Yeah. Would that be your dad's personality?
Yeah, because he's totally like totally chill guy, and like I'm a makeup artist, so I've been doing a lot
you
of really
are? Yeah. Oh my god, I should have really done a better job on my makeup this morning.
No, you're gorgeous.
You're a makeup artist? Oh, yeah. My God. Okay, wait a minute. Let me fix myself a little bit here. I didn't know
gorgeous.
That.
Gorgeous.
No, how funny.
I've been doing a lot of housewives stuff, you know, so.
Oh.
So, like, I've been, and I took my mom to Las Vegas recently, and, you know, it was kind of like a different thing for me, so, yeah.
This is what I try to explain to people. This is why I'm good at what I do. It's because I literally say whatever it is spirit makes me feel, what they show me, what they say to me. No one has, I've been doing this for over 20 years. Nobody has ever said to me, my son is just getting cooler and cooler. And is that something of like, who gets the opportunity to bring their mom to Vegas and like show them this amazing time of something that they've never experienced forever?
Yeah. It's been a wild process.
But I'm going to say this. It's almost like also growing into your own, if that makes sense. So, and because I feel like your dad is also very unique in the way of like, I was always proud of my son and he always knew that. He says, but I look at him so differently from the other side because I can really see him flourish with everything that you do. And it's almost like, you feel that it is your dad's soul helping you here in the physical world. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. It does.
Wow.
It does. There's not a moment where I'm like, I got sent to New York and I always say in my head, like, wow, dad, look at us, you know?
Wow. Perfect. What I love is what your dad just validated. Not only does he hear you, but his soul has helped because it's almost like, I'm just going to hypothetical this. Our career, everything that we did, we're here. Like we're in a good place. Like I feel really good. Yeah. I feel comfortable. But my dad passes and all of a sudden I soar. Like I am soaring.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like your dad was like, yes, that is me continuing to love and guide you, but now it's from the other side.
Yeah, I always felt like my dad has my back somehow, you know?
This right off the bat, a very unique and different experience.
Thank you so much.
That someone is having, because before your dad made me feel like a father figure, if I just felt his soul, I would have interpreted as, did you lose your best friend? Did your brother pass? Because I feel like that's how it is with your dad.
My brother, he's passed, but he chose to live like a homeless drug life.
Listen, this is how your dad is making me feel. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because this is very different. A lot of times when a soul shows me, you're reading is usually the opposite of what souls usually say. When a soul shows me how someone lives their life very uniquely, fair enough?
Yeah.
To them to say, I fully support you, like what your dad is doing is just amazing. But he was like that here in the physical world. But to make me feel like, and I'm going to say this, you and your dad were so close. Like it was like you guys were brothers. Like that's how he's making me feel. Yeah. And I think that that's important, Tom, because there are things that you had to let go of with your brother. And your dad just looked at me, he goes, I wasn't even going to bring it up, Teresa. He goes, I was not even going to bring this up. He says, but I need my son to know that I do support him in his choices and decisions as far as his brother is concerned. Do you understand that?
That's awesome.
I feel like that there's a part of you that you would do anything for your brother, but your dad is showing me that your brother has made it extremely difficult for you to do that. And you had no choice but to kind of push him away.
Yeah.
Or keep him at a safe distance. Yeah. And in a sense, almost close the door. But your dad's making me feel like, though, but knowing that that door is always kind of opened.
Yeah.
If there are certain changes.
Yeah. We took him to a hotel because he didn't want to change. And I said, Johnny, if you ever want to change, we'll always be here for you. I will pay and I'll do anything. I will do anything.
But your father just had me right, but your brother chose to leave. He left. Is that correct?
You know.
So whatever it is that you provided for him or set him up, whatever it is, he chose and he left is what your father just had me right. So know that your father says, I fully support you. And he goes, I actually am in awe of how, now I get it, where you had to be your brother, like a father to him. It's almost like you took your dad's spot in saying, this is what needs to be done. This is what we're willing to do, what we can do for you. Now it is up to you. And your father just looked at me and he says, you know, what my son did was just put the ball in his court.
Yeah.
He's choosing not to.
Yep.
So know that your dad fully supports you and will continue to support you.
Oh, that's great.
In that way. And he says, and what you've done for mom, you have shown her a different, I feel like you've shown her life through different eyes.
Yeah.
He says, I want to thank you for opening mom's eyes to such awesomeness. Whatever that means. Did you take your mom to a drag show?
No, I haven't. But I played her during the pandemic. I played her a bunch of drag, like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, perfect. Because he just showed me, like, he goes, he introduced her to drag queens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would always put that on. I still kind of do for her. Yeah.
Perfect. So know that when you've done that, know that your dad's soul is with you at that exact moment. Because I feel like things have been really difficult for mom.
Oh, super.
He goes, you don't understand. My son is like so modest. He doesn't like to take credit for anything. He doesn't even realize. Your dad has shown me how much you have done for your mom and how you have put your own needs like on the back burner for her and how difficult it's been. And it's almost like you've given her that space to kind of grieve and do what she needed to do on her own.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for giving mom that space.
Yeah. As soon as he passed, we moved in that night. And then just something told me like, hey, we need to go back to our home and make our next step in life, you know? And I was like, I hated myself because I left her alone. You know, I left her. I feel like I left her. Like, and I felt like my dad would be like, you know, like, you left me. Not like upset with me, but like, you know, what are you doing?
And look at what your dad is saying to you.
Yeah.
I don't think a soul has ever showed it to me in that way where, like, I feel like as much as you think that, she needed that. Your dad just said to me, and she has even told you still to this day that that was the best thing that you could have done for her. Because it was almost like she was able to sit with herself. and she needed to grieve certain things on her own. Because your dad looked at me and he said, he goes, because deep down she thought I was never going to die.
Yeah. Yep.
And now this is the thing, Tom, that blows me away about spirit is like your dad already acknowledged like that you became him. When he died, you fell into the role of being dad. Right? And it was the same thing even with mom. Like you had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that your dad says you were not selfish, you were selfless, because you did everything for her. You needed to do that and allowed her to have that space. How unbelievable is that? See, now when your dad was talking about that before, I didn't know what he was referring to, but yeah. You just validated it, right? Where yeah. Kind of where it makes sense of why spirit has me say things. Your dad just looked to me and goes, you know, I showed Tom that I was okay. So it has to be whatever you experienced. I don't care if it was a dream. If you thought that you saw your dad, know that that was your dad's soul showing himself to you. Because you had all of these amazing spiritual experiences and you would not have had those if your dad was disappointed at you, if your dad was upset with you. The souls show themselves to us to give us that support and to say, I love you. Don't worry about me. I am right here loving and guiding you. Can I ask you, completely off topic, this is completely left field as left field can get. Did you ever hear of uniform object?
Uniform object. No, I can't say.
What is that necklace you're wearing?
This necklace I'm wearing, it's something somebody gave me, like from one of my Instagram friends. But it is my, like, pearls are my birthstone.
Because your dad kept telling me, this is what, I don't know if this would be your dad. This is what I meant by completely sidebar. This is your dad. He kept saying to me, you know you want that necklace, Teresa. You know you want that necklace.
Yeah.
So I go, well, I actually did look at a necklace like that. But it was too expensive. And your dad was like, no, because you connect with pearls. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I do. So he's like, ask my son. So that was the designer of what the necklace that I looked at, uniform object.
Okay.
That's where they're from. So yeah. And my birthday is in June.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah. So
and my dad's. I was actually
were you
born
on his birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he kept showing me my birthday and then someone being born on the birthday. Yeah. So know that it's his way of validating. Like, but I feel like would that be your dad to tease you or to acknowledge or like your jewelry is such a big part of you? Or like you love jewelry.
Yeah, I do. It's true. Yeah. And so perfect. When I wear them, I always feel like, I wonder if my dad would be like, what the heck? You know?
No, but yeah. This, again, why I'm good, because he's literally going to be, I know you want to ask him about that necklace. What do you think of that necklace, Teresa? What do you think of that? Right? And
yeah.
Here we are talking about pearls, all of our birthdays, your dad, and same birthday as you. Yeah. Pearls is of the month of June. I know these little things sound like crazy because your dad just looked at me and he goes, my son never expected this. He never expected this kind of experience with you. And I looked at him and I said, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, he literally feels like he's having a conversation with me.
Yeah. It feels just like that.
So know that this is your dad's way, because I feel like your dad's like, I did my homework with you, Teresa. So he must have been watching. But what I love about this is that it really shows on how important it was to your dad to show up for you today.
I've been manifesting this since the day he died. I was like, I need to speak with, because I'm Catholic, you know, our family, like, we have, you know, like,
so
me and, like,
I
went to, you know, St. Pius was, is where my dad, we had his services, and he has all his sacraments, and I have all my sacraments, and it just made sense. And I was like, I want to speak with you, you know, like, and you were here in the casinos, but my job was, had me at different places, you know, so.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. It's crazy that this happened. Yeah.
But for him to acknowledge that is amazing.
Yeah.
Insane to you. Mm-hmm. Look, your dad wanted to give you this gift. And I'm also going to say this, Tom, if this happened 3 years ago, might not have been as effective as it is today.
Oh, for sure.
He made me feel like it is happening at the right exact moment, at the right exact time, because you needed to know that your dad is fully supporting you in everything that you're doing in life. Now, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. He goes, but I feel like for the first time you've been able to let go, even in that aspect of yourself. Does
Definitely.
That make sense?
Definitely.
And it's almost like you're at the point of where you're able to allow someone to love and honor you the way that you deserve to be. It's almost like with no, can I use the term fears?
Yeah.
It's almost like I went in, like I'm in, I'm going in. I feel it. I'm going in and I'm going to let down all these walls and I'm just going to let them in.
Yep. I'm so, so, so lucky. Look, so lucky. I'm blessed. I don't even know what I did to deserve this, you know? And my dad loved Pablo.
But here's the thing. You do deserve it. I think that this is exactly what your session is about today. Because it is not that common that a soul that, I mean, we're only like 15 minutes into your reading.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad has already, like, acknowledged all of these things about you. And I think it really is his way of saying, you deserve every blessing that God has to offer.
Oh,
and I am
awesome.
So glad that you kind of let that guard down and allowed. And I'm going to say, not only with your partner, but I feel like in so many other relationships in your life.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Your dad keeps making me feel like that you and I are a lot alike.
100%.
And I just said to him, I go, well, what do you mean by that? And he goes, just the way that you are, the way that you feel, the way that how you look at life and how it's almost like your dad wants to acknowledge, like, because I say this all the time, I take so much time creating positive, amazing energy for myself. I am very careful on who I choose to share my energy with. Does that make sense? And your dad is like, my son does the same exact thing. It's like everything that I do, he's like, check, check. That's what Tom does. That's what Tom does. And how he got me to say this in this moment is that he shows me that every night when I pray, I always thank God. I thank him for the very beautiful and blessed day that I had.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's, I think that there's such a difference in, we all talk about gratitude, right? Being grateful, and but to never really ask of anything, never really wanting of anything,
nope.
But always thanking,
yep,
for all of the blessings in life.
I'm thankful. I never ask. I'm literally that person. I'm just, it comes my way, and I'm so grateful.
So knowing that your dad says, I am eternally proud of you. I always have been, and I always will be. And I just said to your dad, why do I feel like that there's more to this? And he says, because I want my son to know that there is a shift in his life coming in a positive way. And I want him just to take it. And I want him to embrace it. And I want him to know that I am supporting him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you getting married? Or are you engaged?
Yeah, I'm.
Because I just said to your father, I go, could you stop beating around the bush? I know you want to say something. Just say it. And then he started playing the song for me. Go into the chapel and
oh my God,
gonna get married.
Yeah. My dad is a Motown fan. And that's exactly,
shut up.
That's exactly the one of the songs that I want. So this is crazy, crazy, yes. I play it all the time. It's crazy.
Are you engaged?
I am engaged, yeah. I am engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. So know that your dad is so happy for you. Because I said to him, I'm like, you know, I said, like, why now? Why do I feel like there's more to this timing about your experience today? And why is it so perfect now? And then he showed me the engagement. And I feel like it's important because it's almost like you, like your dad saying to you, and no pun intended here, the world is your oyster, Tom.
That's so funny.
Continue to take that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we got engaged, it happened in my sister's kitchen, and on her fridge was a picture of my dad. So that's so funny. And I always say, I was like, my dad was there. My dad was there, you know.
1,000%.
Yeah.
So. Knowing of what new avenues your life is going in, yeah. And knowing that he will continue to support you, love you, and guide you from the other side.
I love that.
Now, was there something that you were doing business-wise? We don't have to say it. Spirit a lot of times doesn't talk about things like this, but I feel like this is exactly what you would be discussing with your dad if your dad was physically here. So know that not only is he supporting you in your personal life and knowing everything, but he also showed me career-wise, you're going to be doing something new. So I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a makeup line, like whatever it may be. He's making me feel like that there's more to come with your career.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing The Housewives, and there's a certain, like, it hasn't aired yet, but I'm in a lot of the episodes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So. Know that whatever is happening or going to happen, know that your dad's soul is a part of that, and he is with you in these moments. Do you have a friend that their mom died?
Yes, I do. She's a friend. Her mom died.
Okay. I don't care if it's someone that you work with or if it's someone that, is that correct?
Yeah.
Because know that she steps forward. And I don't know, were you just talking to her about her mom, or did she talk to you about your mom? Perfect. Your dad is hilarious. I just said to him, I'm like, who's coming out of that shell now? I feel like your dad just like busted out of this shy shell. He's like, look who I met over here. I'm like, who is that? He's like, this is his friend's mom. They were just talking about her at work, whatever happened. So validating for you that she takes this opportunity to step forward and she says, please send my love. Because I don't know if there was a moment where there was something of her expressing how much she missed or something, but I just felt this emptiness in my soul. And she says, please tell her that I am right beside her.
Oh my gosh. That is so crazy. Yeah, we were just talking about that. And her mother was tragically taken. You know, it was a car accident.
So know that she says, know that emptiness, when you feel that, I want you to feel, it's almost like she says, I want her to close her eyes and to just allow her to feel me, to feel my presence more than ever, because it's so painful and she feels so empty that she's missing all of the signs.
Wow, that is crazy. Holy gosh.
But I'm going to say this. I think this also validates for you, Tom. And when your dad had me say to you before, no, my son is not selfish. My son is selfless because he does so much for everyone else.
I try.
And here it is. Someone that you know lost their mom. And it's almost like because you felt for her in that moment, it was almost like your dad wanted to do something so incredible.
Wow.
To really validate for you that he loves the man that you've become.
Oh, wow.
And how proud he is of you for allowing yourself to just be Tom.
Wow. Thank you so much for that.
Don't thank me. Thank your dad. And thank your friend's mom. I mean, these are the moments that I sit back and I'm like, all right, this is crazy. Like, how, right? Yeah. There is not, I mean, I think I have a better chance of making pigs fly than knowing that.
Yeah. No, that is crazy. Yeah. That is so, yeah. That is crazy, crazy.
But these are the things that I love Spirit to do, is to talk about and to bring up things that only you would know about. But what I also love is that her mom's soul was so strong that she made me feel like what her daughter felt, but more importantly, what you felt for her in that moment. Like, it was almost like you understood, but it was almost like she says, I need my daughter to know that I didn't suffer to my death. She needs to know that I died instantly. Because I don't know, did they not find her mom right away? Or they could they not get her out?
Oh, I believe it was something like that.
Yeah, because when a soul, this is what happens, and this doesn't mean this is how she died. It's just when a soul like puts me in like in a car and then they put me into a ditch, it's just my symbol for that. if we feel that they were found sooner or there was more done, that they would have been able to survive. But like, I feel this blow to my chest, to the back of my head, to the side of my head. So when a soul hits me in the back of the head, it means the soul immediately left the physical body.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's amazing, because her whole thing is, you know, she just wanted to know if her mom suffered, you know?
So what a beautiful gift you'll be able to give her. You know, and I'm going to say this. I don't know when this is going to air, but this is like days before Christmas that I am speaking to you. And I always say there's no such thing as a coincidence. And no matter what time of year that this episode is released, I want you to realize, Tom, that it does not only have to be a holiday where we miss our loved ones the most, or where we need to celebrate them more. We miss them every single second, every minute of every single day. The holidays and special moments just seem, it just makes it a little bit harder.
It does.
Do you still have your dad's shirts?
Yeah, I have them right here.
Oh, perfect. Because he goes, you better talk about the shirts.
Yeah.
Wait, were you going to wear one?
You know what? Yes, I was going to wear, well, not today, but I was going to wear one of his shirts for a special occasion, but it ended up having a little stain on it. So I was going to throw it away, but I couldn't find myself to throw it away, so I kept it.
Perfect. Because he made me feel like that you were going to wear one of his shirts. And what I love about that, it validates that your dad's soul was with you at that exact moment. So those are the types of things where, especially if sometimes if things are really worn or stained or even a little tear, those are the times where we can maybe take those and make them into a quilt or maybe even a little teddy bear or sometimes
a pillow. I was thinking of that. That's so crazy. Yeah.
Now, this doesn't mean you have to do it. It's your dad's way of validating that if you choose to, know that his soul supports the decision.
Yeah.
Now, can I also ask you, Tom, your partner, is his grandmother departed?
Grandmother, yes.
Because she is like trying to come forward.
Wow.
And did she not speak English?
No, I don't think so.
Because your dad looked at me and goes, oh, she's okay. She doesn't speak English. And I looked at your dad. I go, well, she could come forward. He goes, no, you know, she don't speak English.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So know that she's trying to step forward as well. But I feel like she's like my grandson. Like everything is her grandson.
Oh, yeah. They were super close. That is awesome.
I feel like that it's her way of also acknowledging him. And more importantly, that she has been with him. Because I also feel like he did not get the opportunity to say goodbye to her.
No, he really didn't.
So know that she says, it's okay. I will always be proud of you. Because now she has me at the stove. So it's almost like, does he always talk about like her cooking or what she used to bake or things that she used to make? But I feel like there are things I have no idea what it is.
Well, she calls him in Spanish, and my Spanish is a little off, but she calls him when the milk boils, the foam.
Yeah.
She calls him that.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't get that. I don't know what that is.
100%. That is crazy.
Like, validating that all of the souls are together, supporting you both. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's important that, and I don't know why I'm going to say this again, but I feel like it's important that people that don't deserve to be in your light, let it go. Does that make sense?
100%.
I have to say this because this is how they just made me feel. And I say they because when souls step forward and they don't separate, it means that the information comes from all of them. And listen, nobody's life is perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect life. But I feel like you have something really solid and a real foundation that, you know, sometimes some people are envy of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And sometimes they kind of chip away at it. Don't let that happen. Fair enough?
Yep. Very clear.
But I feel like don't veer from your gut.
Yeah.
Because you know every time you go against that instinct, that little Jiminy Cricket, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
You always say, I should have listened to my first instinct.
Yeah.
But what your dad just said to me was, he goes, and that's the other thing about Tom. He has learned how to handle himself with dignity and grace. So we are going to handle situations. We are going to continue to handle situations with dignity and grace.
I love that. Yeah. Life changed a lot. Yeah.
But your dad said, and you had to, because you had to grow up so fast. I think this is why it was so also important of your dad making me feel like your role has reversed as a son, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're the father, like you take care of everyone.
Yeah.
You're trying to make sure everyone's okay.
Yep. Very true.
I can see you have tattoos. So my number one rule with spirit is if someone has something that I can see, mm-hmm. I can't really talk about it or figure out, you know. Mm-hmm. So your dad just keeps saying to me, well, you really should talk about the tattoos. You really should talk about the tattoos. And I'm like, well, I can see he has tattoos. He goes, just do me a favor. Just ask him about the tattoos.
Well, I do. I have a lot of tattoos, but I've been trying to get one of my dad. Like, mm-hmm. but it's just something hasn't, you know, like.
It's fine. This is what I love about your dad saying, because, and even the like thing he brought up, the thing about the t-shirts, right? Or the shirts.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we have to do it. The thought of wanting to do something. Do you have a hard time? I almost feel kind of silly in a sense saying this, because I think people do around the time of the holidays or around birthdays or whatever, having a really hard time?
The holidays. Thanksgiving and Christmas in general.
So I think it's important for your dad to acknowledge again, I want you to live in the moment. I want you to live in the now. He says, everything that you do, you carry me with you.
Yep.
He said, and I know how much you miss me, and I know how much you love me, and I know you wish things could be different and could have also been different, especially in the end.
Yep.
He says, but I want you to never forget the joys that we had at the time of the holidays. Are you like always afraid that you're going to forget? It seems to get harder to remember.
I just feel like since his passing, like nobody kind of tries anymore. And I feel like that his legacy is, you know, died out of keeping everybody together, even though it was a crazy mess.
He says, and I think this is important, that there's only so much you can do. And I feel like your dad is so proper. Was your dad proper in a sense?
He's very well-mannered.
Okay. He stood in front of you and it was almost like I watched him put his hands on your shoulders and was like, and go forth, my dear son, you know, with love and faith and know that I will be right beside you. And then shook your hand and then kind of turned and just kind of drifted away. And that's why I said, was he very proper?
Yeah. No, he was stoic in his own little way.
Yeah. I've never had that before. Aww. So I love sharing that with you, of really showing on how his soul still is. Do you connect with bunny rabbits?
So I used to do makeup for the Playboy Mansion. I don't know, like...
I literally was going to say to you, and that is not... I mean, real bunnies. I literally was going to say that to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's crazy. Yep.
So I just asked you, Dad, to validate, just trust it and just continue to be you. Continue to walk through those doors with faith, hope, and peace.
For sure.
And know that your dad will continue to guide you. I love that. You had such a beautiful experience of your dad. And I literally stopped and said to your dad at one point, I'm like, you're just like talking right through me. Like, I literally did not feel that I was channeling. Like, I literally felt like I was just having this conversation as if I was your father.
Yeah.
And you were my son. Literally.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Amazing.
I'm tripping out still.
Well, I want to thank you so much for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. And I wish you all the very best and all of God's blessings.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays. And I can't even, I'm beside myself. Thank you so, so, so much.
Well, thank you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, my name is Tommy E. Chavez, and I'm from Menifee, California. Mind-blowing. It was crazy, the things that she knew that I don't think anybody would know. I think the feeling of me moving into my mom's house and then leaving her and feeling bad about that and her clarifying that, you know, she needed that alone time. That was nobody, I've never expressed that to anybody. My friend's mom, that was shocking because, you know, like she's a coworker. So, you know, and her mom kind of passed right after mine, my dad. So I always tell her, you know, like sending her hugs and stuff. So that was just yesterday. So that's crazy that happened. Crazy because, you know, I was there, like, well, we've been together for 10 years. So I was in the picture when she passed and, you know, and he was really close to her and, you know, she got really sick, so I don't know if she really understood if his saying goodbye. So that's crazy. Yeah. Mind blow. 100% that the things that she said are things that people don't know. So it leaves me with an open mind. Mostly, I have closure that I needed, you know. It definitely validates how I feel knowing that every time I'm in like a very important part of my life, I think to myself, wow, Dad, look at this. It validates that, you know, because those are things I say in my mind, not out loud. So that's crazy. I can't wait to see her live, you know, see other people have this feeling, you know, that not a lot of people get to have. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.